Okay, Alan, have you ran the perimeter? Have you done your patrol?
Yep. I didn't do it myself. I obviously had my Roomba do it, but yes.
Yeah. And you rode the Roomba around.
Yeah, I stood on top of the Roomba, a Segway.
Before we get back on the topic of your patrol, by the way, Alan, did I ever tell you, do you think, I haven't Googled it yet, is there an underground league of, like,
Roomba BattleBots?
Yeah, Roomba BattleBots.
I've seen some videos.
So, some outfitted, some tricked out.
Let's just say, Russ, Roombas. How do you think I got the money to buy my house?
Cockfighting with Roombas. Oh my goodness.
They call me the Michael Vick of robots.
Because you're a famous quarterback for a football team, and also
you can buy a fat head of me. This is a picture of my fat head. But yes, the perimeter search. Everything came up clean.
Do you think fat heads were supposed to be Ski-Doo, like a Ski-Doo situation where it's supposed to be Ski Dog, and that fat heads are supposed to be flat heads because they're flat?
Ski Dog?
Did you know Ski-Doos were supposed to be Ski Dogs, but it was a typo?
What?
So they became Ski-Doos instead.
What is Ski? Why would it be Ski Dog in the first place?
Because you're dog paddling around. I don't know.
Oh my! And you think it was supposed to be Flathead?
It's got some lupine qualities. Ski-Doo has some lupine qualities.
I mean, I guess you're kind of like hunched over when you're riding one of those or something. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Dog.
You're riding, riding a big wolf.
You're like doing the Devilman crybaby run whenever you're on a Ski-Doo, kind of. So you think it was Flatheads?
Yeah.
I could buy
anyway,
that.
Alan, how's your patrol of Disney World going?
Good. There was a little bit of garbage outside of the Star Wars sector, but everything's clean.
Thank God. Thank God there are no interlopers trying to attack the baby Yoda.
Yeah. I'm sure the listeners know.
Please, I'm very stupid because is this recording right now?
What are we doing?
I just thought you were going to expository tell me what we've been up to lately.
Well, yeah, I mean, you obviously need to be reminded.
Let's do it in a movie style where it's like, man, I just can't even believe the hijinks we've been up to
as
lately.
I'm sure you know, Russ. Ever since the baby Yoda was unveiled on the Mando, we have dedicated ourselves, much like the bikers that pledged to protect Baron Trump. We have dedicated ourselves to protecting Baby Yoda. Now, we are not allowed into Disney World because of our Pizza Rizzo connection. But we will still protect the Baby Yoda at all costs.
Yeah, I haven't been able to go into the Disney World Star Wars land yet. But I'm pretty sure Baby Yoda lives there and is free and happy and full of joy and happiness. And I can't, the thought of anybody even coming up to him with unwashed hands, like going to the bathroom and not washing their hands, I would kill that person.
If somebody, I don't want him anywhere near Scoop the talking trash can because I'm afraid that he's going to get stuck in there.
Do you mean Push?
Push the talking trash can.
We've famously been enemies of Push the talking trash can. Mostly because you're anti-AI.
I did crucify him on a previous episode, I think. All the pushes, that's the reason why I can't enter Disneyland besides the Pizza Rizzo thing contractually. Is that if I go in there, all the other push robots will frenzy attack me. It's kind of like when you kill a Kuko in Legend of Zelda, all the other ones will swarm me.
Yes.
And I'll have to do my Matrix 3 moves.
Your Matrix.
From the movie everyone likes.
Yeah, the movie that's also Disney associated.
Yep.
We've also been keeping our eyes out. We were friends last week with Martin Scorsese.
Yes, and
this
Coppola.
Week. We're here to track him down and kick his ass.
Yeah, he told me that the baby Yoda was bullshit, and he wanted Joe Pesci to play baby Yoda instead of a puppet.
He showed up to set with Joe Pesci on a stick.
Yeah,
and waved him around and it's like Joe Pesci here.
We've been telling him that he needs to try to greenlight the Bayonetta movie so that he can play the guy from Enzo or whatever his name is. You know, the guy that's basically Joe Pesci from Bayonetta.
Yeah.
That'd be
that
perfect.
Guy.
Yeah. That's the role he was born to play.
Do you think Martin Scorsese would direct the Bayonetta movie?
Who do you think he would cast as Bayonetta?
A classy lady. Who's the classiest lady in Hollywood? I don't know.
I was thinking, who's the lady from Lord of the Rings? Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler is Bayonetta.
She's very classy. Look at her dad.
Yeah. Steve Tyler is about as classy as it gets. I mean,
yeah,
a man cannot have that many scarves.
There's nothing classier than his tweet where he puts his hair over his face like a mustache and says, ladies, you're always free to sit here.
That is some king shit. That is a king move.
Oh boy, he also got Me Too'd. Wah wah.
Oh, wah wah.
But
well,
he's been
hiding about that.
Well, he's been kind of avoiding the fallout from that by doing like an invisible man by wrapping all of the all of his scarves around his face. Like bandages.
Do you think he's trying to kill Post Malone for going with Post Malone had Ozzy Osbourne on recently on one of his tracks.
Really?
And yeah.
Ozzy's capable of doing music still?
He did the music. The standing during the performance looked difficult for him. He did not look like he wanted to
get Ozzy a chair. Get him a chair.
They should have Irishmanned him.
What does that mean? Joe Pesci?
Have you watched The Irishman?
No, I haven't watched it. I know
they did.
He keeps texting. What? Go ahead.
They digitally de-aged him. They Tron legacied him.
Oh, they did a. You mean they did a? It's funny you said The Irishman. I always think more about Gotti. Because Travolta changes ages so many times in that movie.
Yeah, and that was all digital. John Travolta might be a computer program at this point. We're not sure.
Yeah, I mean, if The Fanatic is anything to judge by,
he is a computer program at this point, and nobody
Moose,
is willing.
Moose
he's
is
like,
obviously a computer.
He basically like WinZip. Nobody has been willing to pay for the full product.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Is Quentin Tarantino was the only one who actually paid for John Travolta, and ever since we've just been operating on like
he's the only one trial. Who could afford it. He's the only one who could afford it because he refused to tip waitresses.
In The Fanatic, I got the cracked version that played like a weird song when a nightcore song whenever the key gen popped up. That was the version that was in The Fanatic.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Keygen programs used to be so fucking scary. Do you have any experience with this, Russ?
I do. I remember doing this a lot. I had some crackers back in the day.
Yeah, Well, yeah, you just looked in the fucking mirror.
Hey, back off, buddy. I'm cool.
You're white. But anyway, yeah, but it was scary because you would download something and you're like, God, I hope this doesn't give me a virus. And then you open up the key gen and it's like a like dancing skeleton while it's like playing like Nightcore Evanescence or something.
Did you do a cyber demon summoning?
I think I might have. I don't know. And you know what was really funny is that as I picked up the phone after that and I called 100 Gex, and that's how they got their whole sound.
Do we do a single 100 Gex joke on
I,
the Gex
I did because I made the outro song for the last episode, Gek Gek Gek, from the album 1000 Gex. Yes.
Would you ever consider...
Go ahead.
Would you ever consider a mashup album that would be 32-bit Gex? And it would be 100 Gex mashed up with the soundtrack from Gex.
Ooh.
That'd
be pretty good.
Do you think the reason we love the Baby Yoda so much is because it reminds us of Gex, a little person who needs to be defended from the hordes of evil?
I think so. I think maybe we see some of ourselves in the Baby Yoda because when we were babies, we wanted somebody to defend us like Mando does.
I want a big, strong man to shoot people for me.
I personally think Baby Yoda reminds me of the Rugrats.
They remind you of the Rugrats?
Yeah. Because didn't you always just want to like pick up Chucky and just carry him around?
The Mandalorian does remind me of Chaz Finster.
Oh, 100%. The Mandalorian, does he have a dead wife?
Does the Mandalorian have a dead wife? He's got some mad dead wife energy.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Now, Russ, I know we're here to protect the Baby Yoda, but here's something I've been thinking of. What if we steal the Baby Yoda and bring him on the podcast for next year?
Alan.
I know. It's heretical to even mention this.
It's
but how frankly, what a better way to protect him than take him into our custody?
I can't. Oh no! What would Jon Favreau think?
Pop Save America guy?
But no, the other Jon Favreau.
What? Oh, that is he the Mando Man?
Yeah, he is Mando Man.
I don't know. He'd probably call me a Bernie bro.
Oh, he'd call you Bernard brother.
Yeah, he'd call me a Bernard brother.
Well, let me talk to him. Let me do some schmoozing.
Okay.
You're the one with the big bike, and I'm the one with the gift of gab. I famously kissed the Blarney Stone.
The big bike?
Yeah, you're right. You got your Razor scooter branded motorcycle.
That is true.
But instead of a biker for Baron, you're a biker for Baby Yoda.
That is true. And I luckily was able to finally trek across the country to the Razor office, and they gave me the blueprints for their bicycle to print on my Kyle printer.
Oh man, Razor Stranding.
Oh man. God, I wish I can't wait for the PC port of Death Stranding
it would have just been your life because if everything was branded as Razor products, because it would have been riding around on Razor products, using Razor gadgets and drinking Monster Energy and pissing and shitting all the time.
Did I tell you that I finally started drinking the Razor Energy drinks that I bought forever ago?
Yeah.
I spent $100 on a special stainless steel Razor thermos. And a box full of like these powders that I mix into water to make like an energy juice. And I gotta
Should I ask the big question? Yeah. Should I ask the big question? What's your tea count?
What's my tea count?
Yeah, what's your tea levels right now?
Oh. I haven't been able to get a good measure because every time I take it just explodes. The blood analyzer machine that I have in my house just keeps blowing up.
Oh man. Monster levels.
Yeah, well, see, that's I have a canteen that turns normal water into the Razor energy drinks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, this powder that I mix into water to make it's like a crystal light, but if it had caffeine in it, basically, if it kind of tasted like Mountain Dew, but like juice instead of soda, pretty good, pretty good,
pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Is it worth $100? I don't know.
You have no concept. You're a homeowner now.
How much is that? Is that like how much you spend on a box of macaroni and cheese? Remember when somebody asked Bill Gates how much he thinks a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese is? And he said, I don't know, $20?
Oh, man.
You should have asked his friend Jeffrey Epstein about the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Jefferson Epstein.
Jefferson, my horrible, horrible... Jefferson Airplane cover band, Jefferson Air Epstein. We only do Jefferson
Epstein Airplane. That's
we only do Jefferson Airplane songs and also Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus. Hey, Jefferson anyway. Epstein. Should we record the episode of the podcast?
Oh yeah, we should. Okay, finally start recording.
Okay. Welcome everybody. This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza and Baby Yoda podcast on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black.
Yes, we're here to protect Baby Yoda.
We are the only independent. We are independent. Disney. We don't like Disney, and Disney doesn't like us.
I hate that mouse.
You hate that mouse.
Hashtag my mentor. Where's Yen Sid at? Bring him out here.
Why did Goofy abandon his son?
Chirithy? Get out here. Where's Max? Where's Max Goof?
Maxie, my boy.
Oh, man.
He's been turned into a heartless.
God, can you imagine? There should be, in Kingdom Hearts 4, there should be where you go to. There needs to be two worlds in Kingdom Hearts 4, for sure. You need to go to DuckTales World. And you need to go to Goofy World.
The next Kingdom Hearts needs to be just the lowest tier Disney stuff. We need to be hitting the whole.
You
the
need
dark
to visit Disney Doug.
We just watched an episode of Disney Ducks.
You need to go to Shay Honk. You need to visit Roger's Mansion.
We can't talk about this any further without invoking the spirit of Professor Mickey.
That's true. Do you think
Professor Mickey, the last thing I'll
mention, do you think Doug's horny emotions might create Unversed?
It's the secret connections that we're afraid to reveal, right?
Yes.
That's where the Unversed are born out of.
Yeah.
One might say, like the beach.
Yeah. It might come from, his diary. An Unversed might come out of there. And the beach. Speaking of which, we usually do the Dweegan Minute, but last week, Nosy Three Horns in his dog body ran out into the time fall and aged rapidly and died.
I assume he's just dead for good, but should we still do the...
I guess we'll have a Dweegan Minute of Silence or something. Yeah.
Should we do that, Alan?
I guess we'll have a Dweegan Minute of Silence.
Okay. Okay, are you ready, Alan?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Pitter-patter. Hey, what's this pitter-pattering?
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Hey, it's just me.
Hey, what the fuck?
Nosy Three Horns, but a sexy man.
What the fuck? Why do you look like Norman Reedus?
That's right. I'm a sexy Norman Reedus, but I'm naked. Instead of handprints, it's nose prints all over me. Like a dog's.
Are you Nosy Bridges?
I'm Nosy Three Bridges.
Nosy Three Bridges?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Alan.
I thought you were only supposed to be I thought you were supposed to be naked on the beach anyway.
No, I'm just like this now.
You got the handprints.
Alan, I have to tell you a secret.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that you're connected to from way long past.
What is it?
I've been meaning to tell you this for a long time.
Well, just say it.
But you have a secret connection to something that you'll never be able to live down.
Oh, no.
This is really important stuff. You have to hear it. Really. Oh, no.
Oh, he got repatriated.
Oh, my God.
Yep, sucked back into the seam.
That guy got the suck.
He got the suck.
The seam sucked him off.
God, I would love to get sucked off by the seam. All those little ghost guys flying around. So does that imply that we're recording on Nosy Three Bridges Beach?
Well, I think we just got dragged into his beach.
Oh, that makes sense.
We were in there for felt like 2 hours, right?
Yeah. That's just usually the feeling of like when I'm recording the podcast, is it feels like this takes like an entire lifetime for me to record episode.
Well, I was gonna say that only a minute has gone by in our world, but alas.
Maybe we'll get to see Nosy Three Bridges in the real world next time.
Oh my God, that'll be huge. Alan, I hope we discover the secret behind your dark past that I think people have been hinting at it for 114 episodes.
I have an idea as to what it might be, a couple of things, but all I'm going to say is that you're going to regret your words and deeds.
Oh man.
You know what I don't regret though, Russ? Eating some delicious pizza pie. Domino's goes, our hottest segment.
Domino's goes.
Russ, I tried something, a delightful new innovation from Blaze Pizza. So Blaze Pizza recently, I found out, they started selling large, like normal, like what is it? 14 inch large pizzas, but only on their app. So you can't get this, Chipotle style customized, but you can pre-order it ahead of time on their app. Also the donuts, which I've had previously, I got like a 10 piece of those, which are, I don't know if you've had those yet, Russ, but those are delightful.
Are they a dessert?
No, so they are like a garlic bread knots, kind of. They have like a pesto, so they have like pesto sauce like in them somehow. Okay.
I've seen these before.
Yeah, they're really good, and they give you like marinara to dip it in. They're delightful. They're really tasty. But the main thing here is the large pizza I got, which I didn't go with one of the pre-made things. I went with a custom pie. I did spicy red sauce because I love that spicy red. Bacon, sausage, jalapenos, red onion, sea salt, and oregano. Sea salt and oregano, they get left out a lot, but they always offer to sprinkle those on your pizza at the end. And I gotta say, who doesn't love a little bit of oregano?
Do you have hot honey out there?
Hot honey at the Blaze?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed, but I didn't really pay much attention. Maybe I might go to Blaze tonight and get it.
Yeah, Mud Pizza had a hot honey, and baby, let me tell you, it was It brought the heat. That's all I'll say.
Wait, your pizza blazed it?
Mod Pizza.
Mod Pizza has the hot honey. Oh, there. I keep on getting emails for Mod Pizza because I went there like twice. They seem like they have a lot of weird toppings that other places don't have. Most notably anchovies, which I tried there and were way too salty for me.
You turned into a husk. You were like a snail at the end of it who'd been salted.
Yes, I turned into Junji Ito was there through the Carl Network watching me, and he got inspired.
Junji Ito's goat followed on hard times if he has to work on Blaze Pizza.
Mod Pizza, which is even worse.
I know. How sad is that?
Well, speaking of, so I gotta say, go check out the Blaze Large Pizzas, order it through the app or on the website. It's great. Also, you can just walk up and get it. You don't have to wait in line, which I love doing. I love ordering at a Chipotle style restaurant and just cutting to the end of the line and grabbing my shit.
I'm dying from laughter.
It's good. It definitely doesn't make me feel awkward, and I definitely don't feel like people are looking at me like, who the fuck's this asshole?
No, I definitely did it at my old job. Used to go order through the Taco Bell app and arrive there and cut in front of line in front of people who are working just like me and looking like I know the employee and being like, yo, can I have my Taco Bell? And then them awkwardly handing it to me and then feeling like they're going to kill me.
Yeah, I'm a monster. It's the worst. And especially when I go to Moe's, because they announce my arrival because they all say, welcome to Moe's when I walk in the door. And then everybody in the restaurant is aware of me entering the building and then just walking straight up to the front of the line. What I would like them to do is put the food in like some sort of like pneumatic tube and like shoot it outside the building. And then I just like type in like they need to do like a Little Caesars like locker kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where I just like go and grab it out of a little box for me.
Hey, that transitions very nicely because I got some Little Caesars today.
Yeah, what'd you get?
10:30 a.m. right as it opened.
Now you said this is a Little Caesars lunch special, but you got it at 10:30 a.m., huh?
Yeah, yep. They offer it until like 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's so you know how you order their little deep dish pie, mm-hmm, and it comes mm-hmm. in those two squares. Well, if you order it,
at 10:30.
If you order it at 10:30, it comes in a little box, and you get a drink with it. And you get it out of the locker and you can be like, thank God, there's nobody here to
talk to anybody.
Me. I don't have to bring up like you're getting a pizza at 10:30. You got a big project or something. Podcast.
I have a big podcast I'm working on.
I mean, building a podcast is like building a house. If you think about it, they're mm-hmm, just both mm-hmm. as important. Because it takes teamwork. It takes smarts. And most importantly, it takes a Patreon.
Mm-hmm. That's how I got my house built, by the way.
Well, banks are basically the original Patreon.
That's true. That is true.
And clout is a lot like credit. You think about it.
Yeah, my clout score is actually higher than my credit score.
You are still getting McDonald's coupons.
Did I tell you that about the one time I cashed in my clout to go get McDonald's?
How was it? Did it taste good?
It tasted good because it was free, and I did that when I was living in the dorms my sophomore year of college. I had them mail me a coupon for a free. I think it was one of those like shitty wraps that was just like a chicken tender in like a a tortilla with like barbecue squirted on it. I got one of those and a shamrock shake was what I got. I think I paid for the shamrock shake. But you know what?
You screamed at that retail employee though. You did scream at them like it should be free though.
Have you seen my fave star? I'm a rank S porter. Give me my shamrock shake.
Wow, Alan, we've heard a lot about you around here. They say that you're the best around.
I kept on trying to give them my Cupid and they wouldn't take it. Man. You know what my favorite part of Death Stranding is, Russ?
What?
When you plug in the Cupid and then everything floats like, for like a few minutes. Like
it's cool.
And a bunch of like equations fly around. It's like, whoa.
It is cool.
That is very cool. You know what's not cool, though?
What's that?
Papa John Schnatter, the awful greasy man that we all hate. He recently had an interview with WDRB in Louisville. Where he really kind of went off. He had like another heated gamer moment, I suppose. He said, I never dreamed that people that I care about, that I love, that I made multimillionaires would do what they did. Shame on them.
Shame.
Let's see. John Schnatter, as a reminder, used the N-word during a call between Papa John's executives and a marketing agency, Laundry Service. What? The marketing agency is called Laundry Service, which I feel like is like a shell company that is probably laundering money. The group was doing a role-playing exercise meant to prepare for public relations, and he asked how he would separate himself from racist groups online. He reportedly said that Colonel Sanders never received backlash for saying the N-word. He also described graphic violence against black people and said that his intention was to convey his hatred of racism. By the time, he took ownership of what he said. I can't even talk like that if it's confidential, it's behind doors. I did it, and I own it, and I'm sorry, and I'm sick about it, frankly. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Shaq's in charge now. They stole the company, and they've destroyed the company, he said. Let's see. Mm-hmm. The special committee of Papa John's has told the New York Post, John Schnatter is being hypocritical. Many of these supposed events took place during the period when John Schnatter was responsible for the management of the company as a CEO. Let's see. The company laid waste. I did not know this. The company has laid waste to Papa John's motto, better ingredients, better pizza, he said. He's also done his homework on the company after since he's left. I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. It's not the same product. It doesn't taste as good. So, Russ, do you think if you ate 40 Papa John's pizzas in 30 days, one, do you think he'd still be alive?
No.
No, it's a big yeah.
No.
No. And then also, do you think you could, if I gave you a Papa John's pizza right now, do you think you could tell if it's got worse?
like I'd eat it and be like, what is this? Like,
Like these pepperonis like something, don't have this. I have all these great, pleasant memories of Papa John's, and now it's so bad.
Now there's a dark... Oh, God, if only there was some element missing. It's like a sweaty man.
If I only had some middle-aged man sweat on this pizza.
Yeah, if only... That was the secret stuff. That, like, much like Spike Michael's special stuff in Space Jam.
That's why they replaced... That's why they put Shaq in there. They get Shaq's special stuff, which is also his sweat.
Alan, my observation about Papa John is he does look like a bad guy in like a mini boss in an anime. I guess I can't think of anything a better term. Like a sweaty older guy who's not hot enough to be like a rival or
he looks main like antagonist. The gross guy from like a hentai.
Oh, I was saying more like he's the character who gets taken over by a demon in the first episode.
He definitely looks like he's got possessed by something. I feel like he. You know, like the bug man from Men in Black, Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah.
I feel like instead of like a bug alien possessing him, I feel like maybe like a slimy alien possessed him.
Like a big slug. Slimlian. Yeah, that's like a good
slug
one.
Alien. Like one of the yerks from Animorphs crawled inside his ear.
The yerks. Oh, how could we forget?
Yes, yes, yes. Papa John will be tried. At Nuremberg for war crimes. he says he believes history will smile upon him. The day of reckoning will come, Schnatter said. The record will be straight.
Maybe my other theory is he got what is it again in a Persona? He got Persona 5.
Oh, he definitely got Persona 5'd. Like somebody
he definitely had his internal spirit destroyed.
Yeah, I mean yes. So, Russ, you've really cornered me here. Ooh, boy, I didn't want to reveal this, but I am the leader of the Phantom Thieves, and I did steal Papa John's heart. You probably saw that story about the calling card that Papa John got sent a couple of years ago.
Alan.
Yes.
I helped you start this Baby Yoda Defense Force. Did you only join to get intel? Steal Baby Yoda's heart?
No, I'm gonna steal Bob Iger's heart, you fool. So then he'll give up the Baby Yoda.
Alan, I'm pulling the gun on you now. Are you telling the truth?
I'm telling the truth.
Alan, I don't want to shoot you. But we are in Florida right now.
Hey, Russ, you know what?
What?
You'll never see it coming. The cool music's playing now.
Alan, I'm putting the gun away, by the way, because if there's one thing
that was just an invoker for Persona 3 anyway, that would have just made my Persona come out.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, Gex.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The fact of the matter is it's against the podcaster's code to shoot another podcaster while podcasting, no matter what.
That's true. That God knows that the other John from Pod Save America, that John Favreau, has definitely tried it.
He has tried to pull a saber.
Yes.
He's tried to pull a Civil War era saber out.
He also has been trying to pull a saber in his gacha game.
Well, I'm going for Ishtar, so.
Is there a Fate gacha game?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the main gacha game. That's the one that
started
Grand,
I thought it might have just been Grand Blue. I don't know anymore. No, I know. Okay, you're right.
Grand Blue is the kind of shit I have after I take too much blue chew.
Okay, hold on. I thought Grand Blue would be like what happens when like a grandpa takes blue chew.
Oh, man. Nope, it's a Grand Blue.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I get a Grand Blue every time I see that pink-haired lady with the demon horns.
I don't know that lady.
The purple hair. The one Duder likes. You know which one.
Is that Shooting Doji?
Oh, no, she's a Fate. She's a Fate character.
She's an 8? She's a 10 to me, baby.
Oh,
man. Oh,
boy, Raiko, or whatever her name is.
Right, though? Am I right, though?
Oh, boy.
We're going to start a vaudeville act about gacha games.
We're gonna start who's on first? Well, it's Nero.
They call it a gacha game because it's gotcha. It's gotcha hooked. It's gotcha hand in your wallet.
Oh boy. After getting horny about gacha games, I got something that'll immediately make everybody flaccid. It is a Thanksgiving pizza with all the trimmings.
Should I guess what it does? It
tell
look
me what
like
you think is gonna come. What comes on this?
Does it look? God, is it just pieces of turkey and gravy or whatever?
Take a guess at some other things that are on here.
Can't be cranberry sauce. That'd be gross.
No, something grosser.
Yams.
This is being served by at Santa Barbara Woodfire Catering, set up his oven at Captain Fatty's Brewery in Goleta the night before Thanksgiving. They served this to recent cave fire evacuees who hadn't had time to cook. So imagine being a refugee from the awful wildfires in California, and then going to this brewery or whatever, and this guy hands you this pizza, for people that didn't have time for Thanksgiving because they had to escape this fire. And this pizza is made with turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, green beans on a special pizza dough made with beer.
Ugh, this sucks.
Now, I feel like the only part of this that I think I could kind of almost get, I could maybe see in a better pizza is the mashed potatoes. Does that make sense? I feel like you could do like a shepherd's pie pizza somehow.
I've had pizza with potato on it before.
I've had starchy. The famous Stoner's pie that had French fries on it. So I think
I had
you could
one
do
that
it.
Was bacon and spuds, and it was bacon and thin, crisp potato cuts.
I've had a lot of potato calzones from DP Dough, but yeah, this looks like doo doo. And putting green beans on top of a pizza. And these are definitely canned, gross green beans. They're not even French cut. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
This looks like doo-doo. Also, putting beer in the pizza crust is bullshit. Don't do that.
It's never worked out, has it?
I don't... The last thing I want whenever I eat a pizza is like, ooh, I want something that tastes sour and bitter and hoppy.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I love the hop, baby. Put the hops on as a appetizer. Yeah,
gross.
So, like, give me the raw cones. It's like, who's never nobody's ever
hops look like little weed nugs, but are worse because I can't even smoke them, so what's the point?
Smoke them if you got them.
Now, you love hop, you love Barley the Hop or whatever is fucking the mascot.
I do love Barley the Hop. Let's just say me and Barley go way back. They were college roommates.
Do you have a do you have a dark connection to Barley the Hop that's going to be revealed by Nosy?
Can you repeat that question?
Do you have a dark connection to Barley the Hop that is going to be revealed by Nosy?
Will I be ashamed? No. Will I be?
Will you be ashamed of your words and deeds?
I mean, I always am.
Yeah, more than usual, though. Well,
no, I don't. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. For the fans out there, you're probably gripped like, oh God, what is the secret of Nosy Three Bridges?
It's the secret of Nosy Three Bridges. Well, I've got something that that will definitely make you regret your words and deeds if you eat this. Papa John's UK, which is just a hellish phrase, has made a holiday festive feast pizza.
Ugh, man.
So this festive feast pizza, available from today on, which was yesterday. It comes with a red wine gravy base, topped with tender turkey meatballs. Okay, turkey meatballs, I could see being okay on a pizza. Do I trust Papa John's to make those? No. Roasted vegetables, Brussels sprouts. Also, Brussels sprouts, I could see as an okay pizza topping. Not good here. And finished off with a rich cranberry drizzle. They are also making a meat-free version of the festive pizza, topped with plant-based cheese, S-H-E-E-S-E. So everyone can be part of the action. How cool is that?
I'm so tired.
For those with a sweet tooth, Papa John's is getting into the Christmas spirit with the launch of its Moorish mince pie scrolls. Not rolls, scrolls.
Oh, man.
I think that's what I'm seeing over to the left here. It kind of looks like maybe like a... It kind of look like almost like a McDonald's apple pie. But it has mint... Sweet tooth? I thought mince pie was like minced stuffed beef. Is it supposed to be sweet?
I don't know. I mean, a mince is anything.
Oh, no, hold on. I've got to hear it. They explain it. It's made from fresh dough, rolled with spiced mincemeat, and topped off with a generous drizzle of icing. Mmm. Oh, no, wait. These are the cinnamon roll type things. My bad. The cinnamon roll type things are what they call scrolls, and also they're filled with mincemeat. It looks like Cinnabon, but it's actually disgusting. There's also a bowl of tater tots, which is, I guess, a thing you can get at Papa John's in the UK. And also, you can get pigs and blankets, which aren't like what we have pigs and blankets here. These are sausages wrapped in bacon, which I guess are okay.
I guess this is okay. Papa John...
Do I trust Papa John to cook a sausage or bacon? No. The pizza comes packaged in a limited edition pizza box, with a specially designed Where's Wally style illustration by artist Mike Hughes. Where's
Has
Wally?
Papa John's become like an Aleister Crowley figure in the UK? Like, has he become part of the occult there? Because everything I'm seeing here looks evil.
I thought you meant Oliver Cromwell for a second, and I was really excited. Because I was hoping
the Lord Protector?
I was hoping that Papa John might get dragged through the street and then quartered.
Oh, hell yeah.
But no.
He should be.
He definitely should be. I hate that they call it Where's Wally instead of Where's Waldo. There's also something here. 0 Degrees, a microbrewery in Cardiff, Bristol, Blackheath, South London, and other places, have launched their own roast dinner pizza, which is available on every Sunday from now until the end of December. It has a garlic base topped with carrots, broccoli, honey glazed parsnips, and fresh rosemary. It also looks very bad.
It's not the most appealing.
Yeah, I think British people... I'm glad that they took something as flavorful and great as the Italian delight that we call pizza, and they decided to replace it with what they know and love, which is minced up, diced up meat and gravy and potatoes.
Boiling everything 2 or 3 times
I'm
over.
Boiling my pizza.
This is a boiled pizza.
We boiled the crust. It's not wood-fired. It's boiled.
You know, British food is always great because it can always be served out of a bowl.
At any temperature?
Most of the time, yeah, any temperature.
I feel like most of it comes cold anyway.
Yeah, most of it's cold. It's dreary and sad.
I feel like it's like, oh, can I just take some normal food and let it leave it outside so it can get rained on. How then it becomes British food.
How did they not fuck up Indian food? It feels like they, like they were like, this is slop, but not our slop.
Yeah, it's, I think
so. It was allowed to flourish. They weren't allowed to ruin
felt
it.
They for once they felt bad about colonialism, and they're just like, let's just not fuck with their food. We'll fuck with everybody else's. We'll fuck with everybody else's.
They probably thought it was some sort of like a art supplies.
I mean, if you want me to get real with it, the real reason is they will not eat Indian food because it's too spicy. They cannot eat it. They will have a chicken tikka masala and they will like their mouth will catch on fire and they have to go stick their head in the Thames.
It's funny because whenever they get chicken tikka masala, they all have to bring their own thing of yogurt and then mix it in. So
you mean yogurt?
Yogurt? Don't. Faye?
Yeah, that's such a fucking nightmare. It is cool to me that the Pokemon game that's set in the UK, first of all, there's a restaurant called Bob's Your Uncle in it. Which I'm glad that they finally took some ideas from my spec script.
Where Mr. Mime has sex with a woman and you're their son.
Have you seen the new Mr. Mime that's exclusive
yes,
to
Yes, I have, and I don't like it.
Why is he a tap dancing guy now?
Apparently it's supposed to, like, when he tap dances, it freezes, so that's why he's ice type.
I get that. Like, is tap dancing a British thing? He looks like Charlie Chaplin or something.
Oh, I don't like it.
I thought he would be like a chimney sweep. That would be a better idea, and maybe make him fire type. Because he's a chimney sweep. Or just leave him as psychic and fairy. I don't know. I also don't like that Galarian Meowth is a Viking and has a big beard.
Mostly because you don't like what the Vikings did to the British coast and the 1300s?
I don't give a shit about what they did to the British coast.
Wow.
I don't care about that.
You don't care for King Canute at all?
King Canute?
Yeah, he was like the original real deal Viking king, I think.
That was a Viking king? The Vikings were cool when they went to the Americas and then got owned. That was nice.
Yeah.
When they came up, what was that movie that was about that? Was that Valhalla Rising?
I don't know.
I think that's the one where Mads Mikkelsen's like wandering around in Viking.
Is it Vinland
in like
Saga? I only know anime, my friend.
Oh, oof, not your friend, but okay.
all these years later, still doing that.
You know what? After all these years, that's what the Hogcast 25-year retrospective is going to be. Not friends after all these years.
I hate what you've done to me. I hate what the show's done to me. What is it? Yeah. I don't even remember my stupid catchphrase.
Yeah, the one catchphrase we got for the first time we hung out and recorded a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sonic News Views, Reviews, and Tudes. Here's something we do like, and we are his friend. I got some sad news. Footage of the 1993 Sonic the Hedgehog Macy's Parade disaster finally surfaces online. Have you seen this? Have you seen this?
I have. I watched this. It was.
This is
huge.
My Hindenburg.
This is the footage you've been searching for your whole life.
This is Werner Herzog gave me this and he said, you must never watch this tape.
Ellen, I'm watching the video now and there's a young person there.
And they're screaming and crying.
And they're getting hit by the Sonic balloon. And Alan, I'm not going to lie. It looks like you.
Yes, I've repressed these memories of me as a child getting hit by the Sonic balloon. Every time I plugged into my BB, I would see an image of Mads Mikkelsen guiding the Sonic balloon.
Oh, my little Ellen carrying this. I don't know why I turned into Ringo Starr there. Or a member of the Beats.
You turned into one of the Beats.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Sonic balloon.
Do you think this might connect to what Nosy Three Bridges was going to tell you?
Maybe. Who can say? We might have to wait through we might have to wander around while the credits play for about an hour and we'll find out. Also, I'm looking at this article on Kotaku now. Did you know that Kotaku has a special site for cosplay? I didn't until now. I'll save that for later. Anyway. Oh, speaking of sexy things like cosplay, Sonic the Hedgehog's new movie redesign. So we have some new details as to the original design the rationale behind that and how they wound up with this new one. An animator that was interviewed for Sonic Team Argentina, a fan website, said that the process of the redesign was a five month process and began with work on his face and finished with his shoes. So they worked from tip to toe, as it were. He says there was no crunch to work more than normal, and that they were given the time and sense of peace it needed. However, despite taking a lot of time, they said it wasn't very expensive, which is perhaps why Paramount was okay with them doing it in the first place. He noted that Paramount was the ones who originally pushed for the first realistic design. They knew it would be controversial, but thought it would be generally accepted and that it would be a good fit for the live-action elements of the movie. They figured there'd be some small backlash from Sonic fans, but they had no idea how much it would be. So, as always, we can blame the corporate heads for not understanding what people want.
Yeah.
And they should have just hired Tyson Hesse to help them out in the first place.
Yeah.
Because now it looks good, and he's got cool shoes, and we like it. Also,
are we pro-corporation or are we anti-corporation?
We're anti-corporation unless the corporation's going to give us money or a Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Or, well, you're trying to steal the Baby Yoda through an elaborate heist.
I am trying to steal Bob Iger's heart to get him to give up the Baby Yoda and ideally give me the rights to the Spider-Man franchise. Something like that.
Yeah.
And also give me the rights back to Disney's Doug. If we could get Doug's second movie going, that's all I want.
I've noticed you've been going on a lot of dates with women. Is this part of your heist, by the way?
Maybe I'm putting together a team.
And you're watering a lot of plants, and
My cats are always telling me I need to go to bed.
You always are having cats yell at you, and everybody thinks you're a delinquent and a criminal.
I mean, it is true. It is true. I've been going to school and answering a bunch of questions correctly and making everybody like me.
Whoa, this person's smart. Whoa.
That's how high school works. That definitely worked. I answered all the questions right the first time in high school, and it worked then, it'll work now.
It always works.
People love it when you're the smart kid in class. That's why I've got imposter syndrome. And that's what I need.
Which is to say you're a master of being an imposter.
I am pistachio disguisey, basically.
You did observe 9/11
while wearing a turtle costume. That's correct.
You did.
Go ahead.
You did on the day of 9/11. You took a minute and you reflected upon what it means to be an American.
Yes. And that's when I decided that America deserved 9/11. When I was wearing my turtle costume.
Oh my God.
In my turtle costume, I was wearing the Big Dogs Something Awful t-shirt that said, "Listen, bud, America deserved 9/11 or whatever that shirt said. The one that Bernie pointed at in that one Photoshop.
Yeah.
The Photoshop of the kid wearing the t-shirt and Bernie's pointing at it. So I've got some good news, some Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales news. Humble Bundle has a new Humble Sonic Bundle. It has Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle DLC, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Sonic CD, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, and Sonic Adventure DX for $1. If you pay more than $1, you will get those along with Sonic Generations and Casino Night DLC, Sonic Lost World, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, and for a tenner, you can also get Sonic Mania, Sonic Mania Encore DLC, and Sonic Forces. So for $10, you can get, what is that, like 20 Sonic games? It's a good deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. It is fucked up that we own all of these games.
Yes, that is the unfortunate thing, is that like a year into the podcast, there was a deal on, like, I think it was Amazon, was selling like digital download, like Steam keys or something. And we did pay like, how much was it?
$20 and we got every 20, Sonic game.
We paid like $20 and got every single Sonic game, except for probably the racing ones and maybe the Lost World. I can't remember if that was in there or not. But we got pretty much all the Sonic games. So there you go. If you want to go play Sonic Adventure, those are always good. It doesn't have Sonic Heroes in there. That's unfortunate.
Sonic Heroes has been weirdly relegated to the gutter.
Sonic Heroes is basically Sonic Adventure 3, so why did they do that?
Nobody knows. It's a weird mystery.
Oh, I know. Omochao.
Omochao. Omochao's in Sonic Adventure 2, though, Alan.
Yeah, but Omochao's more prominent in Sonic Heroes.
Did Omochao have a heated gamer moment?
Omochao was on that bridge in PUBG. Omochao has been telling me about a Day of Reckoning for a long time now.
Omochao. Alan, be prepared to jump. And also, your Day of Reckoning is coming.
I think Omochao is what started my hatred of Pepper the Robot. And other robots.
He is a Robo-Chow.
Yeah.
That's what made me hate Omocat. The lady who made the t-shirt of like, what if a cute thing was also scary?
Fuck yeah, I love that though. Boxy,
I love that guy.
Boxy, is that was that Omocat?
Maybe.
I don't
probably.
Know. I don't. There's like a period of internet people that I don't understand who they are, or whatever, and I just kind of blacked out for like 5-6 years of like the early or the late aughts, early teens.
Alan, what only felt like a minute for you was actually years for us.
On the beach?
Time flows differently on the web beach.
Oh, God. You know what? Twitter is basically like the beach for me.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's... And sometimes when I'm fighting BTs, I do see like a ghost of like another player pops up and they throw me a DM to encourage me. That was one of the coolest parts of Death Stranding is when you'd be fighting that and you'd see like a white goop guy. And he would pop up out of the ground and like, here's some grenades. That was so cool.
Occasionally a woman will DM you named Mama talking about her kid.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you're just like, ma'am, I just want the upgrades. Thank you.
Please give me the upgrades. Let me get
By
those
which
level
I mean,
two boots.
Nudes.
Yes.
Level two nudes.
Level two nudes. I have to support her on Patreon for this. Ugh.
Ugh.
Oh, man. But she's dressing as one of her Pokemon characters.
Support us on Patreon.
Support us on Patreon.
We're less expensive than nudes. We're not as good, but...
Yeah. I mean, you could probably spend $5 a month and get access to some cosplayers, like, nudes collection or whatever. I don't know if they're allowed to do nudes on Patreon anymore, you know? I think it might just be... I feel like Belle Delphine and all those other people that are, like, you know, like, selling their bathwater and shit. I feel like they're not allowed to be naked anymore. Did I show you that picture that somebody did art of Twitch streamer Mia?
No.
Oh boy. You are in for a real treat, Russ. I'm going to pull this up live on the show because it's kind of all I've been able to think about after like the last week.
Do you think I will fall in love?
I mean, I did. I mean, I was already in love with Mia.
Oh.
But they made her a gamer girl?
Oh. Thank God. Should I read the next thing while you get that up?
The next thing is a toot of the week.
Oh, shit, you're right.
But also look at this picture. Look at this picture and describe what you're seeing.
Me as a gamer girl.
And she's peeling off her skin and putting it in a jar and selling it to people. It's good. And then there's a last panel of like some elf person being mad that her Dark Souls streams aren't as popular.
Hell yeah.
I would Thanos snap every friend and family member and also acquaintances like you. I would kill all of them in an instant if Gamer Mia was real and also my wife.
Yeah. Alan?
Yeah.
I would be like, I understand what you had to do.
I would do anything. I would become Gendo Ikari, but for Gamer Girl Mia. I would doom all of humanity just so I could reunite with her.
You would cross the country carrying goods.
Yes. I would carry a big snake person on my back, even though if they weigh like, you know, hundreds of pounds because they're like 20 feet long.
I mean, that's every time you move, you have to carry around your...
My big Dakimakura, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it weighs a lot.
it weighs a lot.
That's still in storage because I'm not confident enough that like that people won't show up with short notice. And like, I don't want to have like a situation where I have to like run into my bedroom and like, oh, like go hide it like a sitcom.
Yeah, Alan, if you kept your wife in a storage unit, I don't think she'd be happy.
Isn't that what fridging is?
Maybe I deserve to have the gamer Mia wife. Maybe, did you ever think about that?
No. I've never considered that once.
Well, fuck you. Anyway.
I've got some great news, though, from Twitter. Breaking news. Joe Biden says, tomorrow we're kicking off our 8-day, 18-county, no malarkey barnstorm across Iowa.
We're done with malarkey.
Malarkey is canceled, sis.
This whole hoot and holler around who's going to be the future prez. Leave that for Ike and leave that for Eisenhower. Because, folks, he's talking straight talk to us all. And he's going to finally take Cornchip down once and for all.
Cornchip. The Frito Bandito himself. He's taking him down.
It's Corn Pop, right?
What's Corn Pop. Again? It's Corn Pop. Oh, man. How do you think he feels about Hunter Biden getting pegged by those strippers? You think he thinks it's cool like we do?
Son, we never used our, the only man I ever knew to use his cornhole was old Corn Pop. And you're free to allow whatever you want in there, but, buddy, I ain't taking no more malarkey from you. That's all I'll say.
He thinks pegging is malarkey.
Picking is malarkey.
Okay, I can see that. I don't agree with it, but I can see why Uncle Joe would think that. I've got a tude this week that is also an old, weird, possibly insane old man. This time I usually do fan tubes, but I'm going back to our roots, and giving a classic Archie's comic character. And I will tell you, this is one created by our good friend Ken Penders.
We have been in contact with Ken Penders, and Ellen, the big reveal? The Sonic the Hedgehog comic will be written and drawn by Ken Penders. That's yes. Right, folks. The official Hogcast comic, and we are joining the Julie Sue universe.
Yes. Yes, and, we are getting Echidna Sonas, basically.
Yeah.
And we're joining the weird Nazi flying island Echidnas.
Yeah, yes.
And we hate the dingoes. Or whatever. Can you tell me what Locke looks like? Locke of the House Edmund. Now bear in mind, he is an Echidna. This should give you a pretty good example, because most Echidnas kind of look.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say he looks like why am I forgetting his name? The Marvel character, Scott Summers' son?
Cable.
Cable. In my head, he looks like Cable.
So if you click on the link, you'll see
headdress or whatever.
He looks like Knuckles, like all echidnas do. But he has big, bushy gray eyebrows and a little goatee. And he kind of has some darker red, like, stripes on the kind of to the sides and on top of his head. He is the father of Knuckles the Echidna and was a prominent member of the Brotherhood of Guardians. He often put the training of his son above the wishes of his wife, Lara Lee, which resulted in their divorce. Let's see. Yeah, so
it do be like that.
It do be like that. Let's see. He married Lara Lee of the House Arian. Ooh, boy, that's not a great name.
Not the best.
Let's see, and they had a child. Before she laid the egg, however, Locke was shown a terrible vision of the future by the ancient walkers, which I think are like big robots or something. No, they're evolved mobosaurs that have a connection to the Chaos Force, and they wear big masks. So some dinosaurs...
You're throwing a lot of proper nouns at me right now, Alan.
The ancient walkers are these dinosaurs that evolved to have sentience, and they sent Knuckles' dad a vision of the future to scare him. He saw a vision of Knuckles fighting and defending the world from an incredible foe, which is a big robot. He kept on having these nightmares and sought out the advice of his grandfather, Ather, who was known to commune with these old dinosaurs. He decided he would genetically alter his son to prepare him for the threat shown in the nightmares. After performing biological experiments on himself as practice first, he then took the unhatched egg to the Chaos Chamber, where he basked it in pure chaos radiation from the island's Chaos Emerald. A day later, the baby hatched quite healthy, and Lara Lee remained unaware of Locke's experiments. So let's see. He found that Knuckles displayed signs of intelligence and far more advanced than those of his age should normally be capable of. And Laura Lee began to realize that something was amiss. By the time Knuckles was only 3 years old, Locke had already been training him in rigorous mathematics and sciences, much to the dismay of Laura Lee, who felt Knuckles was too young to begin guardian training. Over the next few years after the divorce, Locke raised Knuckles alone, instructing him in subjects such as self-defense, advanced mathematics, and other guardian requirements. Why is advanced mathematics necessary to become a guardian of the Chaos Emerald?
Because it's like, you know, it's when you have to do, like, if Knuckles ever shot a gun, which he should.
He should. Well, it should ricochet.
Yeah, it should ricochet.
Oh, so he's gonna do like a Kira Yoshikage thing where he like points his hands out and like measures like the distance and stuff like that.
Exactly. Big brain stuff.
That is big brain shit.
The distance between life and death can be less than an inch sometimes, Alan.
Interesting. When Knuckles was 8, the two encountered a group of Robians, which I think are robot Mobians.
Roboticized?
They're roboticized Mobians. That's correct. Let's see. Who were seeking to obtain the Chaos Emerald for Dr. Robotnik. While Locke dealt with the matter in the Chaos Chamber alone, the young Knuckles attempted to surprise the Robians and aid his father, but he was injured. Locke used his mastery of the Chaos Force to disable them, after which he tended to his wounded son. 2 years later, when Knuckles was 10, Locke felt he'd passed on enough knowledge to leave him to fend for himself, as was customary in Guardian tradition. He took his son to the edge of the Forbidden Zone, where he explained to Knuckles he would be leaving. Instructing Knuckles not to follow him, he disappeared behind a mysterious wall of fire, leaving him to fend for himself as the new guardian of the floating island. Unbeknownst to him, the wall was in fact the concealed entrance to Haven, and he joined the Brotherhood, observing Mobius in secret. So what happened is when Knuckles was 10, he walked into a big wall of fire and pretended to die, and then he joined the Illuminati.
Normal. I mean,
That's a total divorced dad move.
I mean, it's like what I would do if I got divorced. I'd join probably a secret cabal.
Now I'm scrolling down here. He did a bunch of other bullshit.
Is a podcast that nobody listens to like ours a secret cabal?
Yeah, basically. If some comics on Medium I've seen have anything to say. But that's a good joke for the rest of the PP cabal. I'm scrolling down to romance. He had a marriage for Laura Lee for some time and produced their offspring Knuckles. Blah, blah, blah. They got divorced. And 3236, he attempted to reconcile with her, but this failed as she was happily engaged to Windmocker at the time. Locke apparently had a bad history with women in general. Archimedes once pointed this out. You and women have always been a bad combination. Even Dio Valenti chastised Locke for being single so long. Sounds like fucking, this is an Ant-Man, by the way. Dio Valenti is an ant guy from the Fire Ant Council.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Well, here we go. Here's something. Locke was twice distracted by Rouge's for flirtatious advances. The first
Rouge.
She managed to persuade him that she was interested in him, though Archimedes teleported her away when he felt Locke was getting too distracted. The next day, Rouge returned with Evil Sonic and managed to distract him once again. However, as soon as he sensed danger to the Master Emerald, he left Rouge via the Zoot Chute. The Zoot Chute.
You know, the Zoot Chute.
Zoot Chute Riot. It's a secret door on the floating island that leads to the Chaos Emerald Chamber. So Rouge has tried to seduce.
By the
Knuckles
way,
dad.
I hate it when my girlfriend makes out with my dad.
I hate it.
I hate when that happens. It's
good. I hate when my girlfriend is trying to win over my dad that looks exactly like me, but with gray with gray eyebrows and beard.
Oh my god, the big bushy beard. Oh god.
I mean, who doesn't want to sit on that gross little goatee?
It's the Steve Tyler effect?
Yeah, he did the Steve Tyler thing. That's why he couldn't get... So here's another thing. Canceled storyline for issues Sonic the Hedgehog 134. Included Locke somewhat renewing his relationship with Laura Lee to help raise her son Kneecaps following Windmocker's disappearance.
Oh, of course Knuckles' little brother would be called Kneecaps.
Yes, Kneecapion Mace was the son of Laura Lee and Windmocker. Windmocker also kind of just looks like Knuckles. Basically, all the echidnas basically just look like Knuckles. I don't know why he's called Kneecaps. Also, by the way, him exposing Knuckles' egg to the radiation is why Knuckles has those knuckles. Those are a mutation, apparently, I think.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean,
that's also,
yeah,
Locke also has those because he also experimented on himself.
Also, he's dumb as shit.
That's something. Do you think Knuckles got bonked on the head at some point? And
I think the radiation fried his brain. I mean, when you put your kid in the microwave,
I think this is kind of like the Immortal Hulk in a way. I feel like this is turning into like a really this is going in like a body horror kind of route or something. The Immortal Knuckles. I would love for Knuckles to smash capitalism.
Hell yeah!
Punch it with his big fists.
I agree.
Knuckles, Locke holds the honor of being the final known character in the pre-Super Genesis Wave timeline to die.
Whoa.
Yes. Also, this is, there's a classic meme from Tumblr about this, about basically making fun of Ken Penders, that has a meme about Locke radiating Knuckles, had a bad dream, better microwave the baby.
it do be like that.
This may be the source of where Ian Flynn referred to Knuckles' old backstory as being the Hot Pocket of Destiny. So Ken Penders is having fun with it, I guess.
Ken Penders, he's laughing, he's smiling, and you know what? All the better for him. And I hope Lara Sue has more sex in the future. And I hope she's 18 when I made that joke because I don't know for sure.
I think I'm going to dip into the Ken Penders tudes for a while just to check some things out. See what our good buddy Ken's been up to 20 years ago.
Yeah. We gotta go. This new Hogcast comic is gonna be popular, it's gonna be huge, and we're all gonna be laughing our way to the bank.
Well, we have to familiarize ourselves with all these characters. Like Louise Quack, the sister of Hubert and Dwayne Quack, and the only daughter of Elizabeth and Horatio Quack. Horatio Quentin Quack, of course, is the famous Dr. Quack who was killed by who got blown up by a landmine or whatever.
And lost his leg.
Well, he lost his eye that one time, but I can't. No, he did lose a leg. And he's got a peg leg at some point.
Oh, Dr. Quack. I think about Dr. Quack. What about the LSD laced chili dog?
The Charmy B8?
Yeah. No, Charmy B's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Eight.
Mellow B. My bad.
Mellow B.
Well, then there was the whole thing where the Chaotix went to investigate, and then they also got a LSD dosed. Also, I think Mellow B might be the first person on Earth to die from an LSD overdose.
Yeah. You know what? They adapted that new movie, and it is PTA's... what is that movie called again?
I was going to say it's called The Lighthouse, but go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, oh my gosh.
Shouldn't have spilled the chili dogs.
Alan, edit this out, by the way.
You're going to look up the Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah, I can't remember for the life of me what the name of that movie is. What is that movie called again? It's not True Detective.
No.
Inherent Vice.
Oh, Inherent Vice.
That's what the pod of Inherent Vice was based off of, was the Chaotix taking the LSD-laced chili dogs.
By the way, like the other Quack children, Louise's name is based off of one of Donald Duck's nephews. Bet you didn't see that coming.
Oh, no.
It's the sister of Hubert and Dwayne. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I hate this.
Get it? Get it? Ken Penders is having fun.
Where do you read the Lara Sue Chronicles?
Rule34.com. I don't know where to read those. We'll find it out.
We gotta track this down.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. There's so many fucking great characters. Russ, do you got any questions this week?
No, I never asked for questions because I kind of ran out of time this week. Do you want me to go ask Claire and Cody if they have a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll be back in a second.
I'm watching Elmo dance.
Okay, so think of something really funny to fill this time.
Guys, I'm watching a video of Elmo dancing on the moon. It's pretty fun.
So, my roommate / sister asked, do you think Baby Yoda ever owned a Dreamcast?
No.
No.
Well, hold on. He is 50 years old, right?
Like most 50-year-old men I know, they were way into Sega.
Uh-huh.
Hated Nintendo. Oh, I think it checks out.
I can see it. Do you think Baby Yoda like couldn't pick up the controller, so he just used the Force to do it? Also, what do you think Baby Yoda's favorite Dreamcast game was?
Skies of Arcadia.
Ooh, I was going to say Space Channel 5.
Well,
he loves Michael Jackson.
Just because he lives in space doesn't mean he loves space games.
He loves Michael Jackson.
No, he's too little. Don't tell him what happened.
Oh boy, which Space Channel 5 game was Michael Jackson in?
Space Channel Part 2. Oh,
very cool. Can I buy those on Steam?
Yes, I think you can buy the first part on Steam.
Oh, that's good. Where can I buy Seaman?
You can buy some Sea Monkeys off the internet.
I used to have those and they suck.
Alan, I can tell you how to get free semen.
Fuck you.
Hey, shout out everybody. Shout out gamers. I think this has been a really good episode of Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza Baby Yoda podcast on the planet.
We've got some great plans for the future, namely stealing Bob Iger's heart and the Baby Yoda.
I think that we have some plot lines leading into 2020.
Yeah, some great things that we're definitely not going to forget by the next episode.
Yeah, and these are all going to pile onto each other, and the saga will continue. But
you asked for another Nicktoons thing, and now you got it.
You got it.
Why am I crying?
It's stealing.
is there a BT around or something? What's going on?
Is there a BT? Are you having a chiral allergic reaction?
I'm crying like I'm remembering something, but I can't remember what it is. Anyway, follow the podcast at HogcastSD on Twitter. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/hogcast, and you'll get early access to our good wrestling podcast. That's probably better than this podcast. We should have another one of those coming up sometime soon.
Yeah.
And it's good shit. AEW keeps ripping us off and taking all of our good ideas.
It do be like that. It is true.
Literally, like the week after we recorded an episode about skateboarding into people, Darby Allin did the exact same thing. It's very fucked up. I don't know if that's just because we're very good at predicting what happens in wrestling.
Yeah.
Or whatever. A Rick and Morty match. That's also something that would basically happen on our show, but okay, fine.
Yeah, God.
Have you been watching Rick and Morty this season, Russ?
I watched one episode and I was embarrassed by how much I enjoyed it.
Was that you watched the Elon Musk one? The most recent one?
Yes.
Very cool, very cool.
Yes, very cool.
I'm glad they let him just be on the show and not really make fun of him. I love it. I love the Cybertruck. I'm gonna put Baby Yoda inside the Cybertruck.
We gotta protect Baby Yoda in the Cybertruck.
He will never get hurt again if he's inside the Cybertruck.
Alan, you left Baby Yoda in the Cybertruck.
He's listening it's okay, the air conditioning's on, he's listening to his favorite music.
He's just vibing, okay.
He's just vibing.
Oh, thank God.
Oh boy. Anyway, Baby Yoda could blast his way out of the Cybertruck if he needs. Well, no, I don't know.
You don't know.
Those doors are basically like blast doors. You need a lightsaber to cut through there. And even then, it'd be pretty tough. Oh, well. Russ, you got anything else to plug?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, I guess until next time.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.